This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Manoush Zemirodi is the host and managing editor of New Tech City, and she's always looking for something to do with her kids. She thought she found something at the Bell House in Gowanus that's going on all weekend. It's the Brooklyn Cookie Takedown.
This is perfect. I will take the children. We will get sugared up all day long. All the cookies you can eat, $15. We can judge them. This is going to be great. Yeah, well, bad news is it's 21 or over. Cookies and bourbon are on the menu. And I have to say, I'm more of a brownies and beer person, but if I didn't have kids, I could adapt to that.
Can't you get a sitter?
There is a museum exhibit that's just perfect for kids. New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon is headed to the Morris Museum in Morristown.
And see this Lego exhibit, sculptures made out of plastic Lego bricks by an artist named Nathan Sawaya. He's a New York-based artist, and it's a whole exhibit. He uses nothing but Legos, and of course the kids are going to love it, but I'm kind of hoping that there'll be something that he's trying to say with these sculptures that'll be interesting to us adults too.
I remember playing with Legos. I used to love them. Are you familiar with using Legos?
Oh, my God. I've been doing Legos with children for years, and I've been to Legoland at least 3 times.
Lots of our staff members are also busy this weekend doing their holiday decorating. WNYC reporter Yasmin Khan already put her tree up, which she lugged to the city all the way from upstate New York last weekend.
So we got it, brought it back, tied it to the roof of our car. It's in our house now. And then Monday night I get home from work, and 2 doors down from our house in this sort of open area, there's a man selling Christmas trees fresh from Vermont or something. So I guess you can get everything in New York City is the bottom line.
Why did you get yours upstate when you could have gotten it next door?
I don't know. It sounded like it would... I felt that it would probably be more fresh or something.
Yasmin has now learned the New York City tree stands also have some pretty fresh trees and probably come from the same place.
Which is nice. You walk around New York and you smell, you know, balsam fir. It's a nice time of year.
I also plan on getting my tree this weekend. At my local tree stand on the Upper East Side, you can even find decorations, lights, and of course trees in all sizes. Some as tall as 12 or 13 feet, I would say. For my apartment, I usually settle for Charlie Brown height. Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.